Welcome to our Blue Papers podcast edition. Blue Papers are our version of white papers here at 4imprint. They cover a wide range of business topics, all with an aim to help your organization succeed. This is episode number 212, Wellness in the Workplace, part 2. This episode is presented by 4imprint Incorporated customer service manager, Brandon Manthe.
Wellness in the workplace, trends to trust. In many workplaces, new trends in employee health and wellness that break from the old wellness standbys are starting to pop up. And it's not limited to just a few wellness initiatives that make a company look good, but a smorgasbord of different programs and services that can benefit not only employees, but their families in many different ways. Even common wellness programs are getting twists to make them more exciting and worthwhile. In this podcast, we will take a look at how the latest employee health and wellness programs benefit organizations and show how you can implement them into your workplace. Wellness in the workplace works. It can have a real and lasting effect on employee satisfaction, productivity, and energy. It can also positively impact a company's employee retention and recruitment efforts. You've likely taken part in workplace wellness programs in your organization. Some of the most common activities are smoking cessation programs, flu shots, health risk screenings, fitness challenges, disease management, health coaching, healthy food choices, weight management, or employee assistance. Oftentimes, when an organization looks at benefits of wellness in the workplace, they look to programs that have at least some success everywhere. The problem is that if every company offers a similar path to wellness, how do you differentiate yourself to both attract and retain top talent? There's a simple solution. Ask what employee wellness ideas you can champion that few others are. To help, we've compiled a guide to many of the latest trends in workplace wellness, ones that go way beyond the ordinary. Let's start by talking about tracking fun and fitness. A few years ago, the top fitness tracking tech was a pedometer that clipped onto your pants, and if you were lucky, gave a reasonable estimate of how many steps you took in a day. Those are long gone, replaced by fancy, state-of-the-art fitness trackers. Some are purely functional, but far more commonly designed to look like a fancy jewelry or stylish watch. Not only do these devices count the steps you've taken, and far more accurately than their pedometer predecessors, but they can also follow your sleep, nutrition habits, heart rate, and more. Some have a built-in GPS that can track exactly where you've been, great for runners and cyclists who want to know just how far they've traveled. What else do these gadgets have going for them? Peer pressure. Social networking is a powerful accountability tool, letting people share their results with each other, pushing themselves along the wellness path. What's more motivating than the "I can do that too" feeling that comes from a friend sharing the morning's run? Tracking their employees' wellness with these devices is a fast-growing trend in the workplace. In fact, according to CIO.com, Fitbit offers group discounts on its trackers to encourage their use in workplace wellness. In some companies, employees track their fitness levels on fitness trackers or via web apps, report results, and earn rewards or prizes. The CIO.com article featured several employers who use fitness tracking in wellness programs and reported positive results, including greater workplace engagement and morale, shared workout tips and healthy recipes, decreased absenteeism, increased productivity, and decreased medical expenses. CIO cautions, however, that not everyone, in fact, likely a minority of employees, will be willing to participate and share results. Also, if companies are expecting to buy the fitness trackers, they face a high upfront cost. How about stress? According to the 2015 American Psychological Association Stress in America survey, 60% of Americans say work is a reason for their stress. Yet, 1 in 5 Americans don't do anything to relieve or manage their stress. Long periods of feeling stressed out causes people to overeat or eat unhealthy food, lose sleep, and become irritable. This, of course, negatively affects productivity at work. Many workplaces have noticed the trend and implemented ways to help employees reduce and manage stress by, for instance, offering dedicated spaces for quiet time. Corporate Wellness Magazine says more companies are allowing time and space during the day to spend quiet time journaling or even daydreaming. Companies that lead stress management efforts are also offering on-site meditation instruction. With all the emphasis on new workplace wellness trends and finding different ways to do things, sometimes the best new thing to do is something old. Knitting, yes, using decidedly low-tech needles and yarn, is becoming a very beneficial component of corporate wellness programs, too. The Kraft Yarn Council's 2014 tracking study found that those consumers who participate, 53% ages 18 to 34, knit or crochet daily. And for good reason. Corporate Wellness Magazine says there are many health benefits to knitting. Both the body and mind are calmed by the repetitive motions, which help create a more relaxed mood. The math involved in knitting patterns and counting rows and stitches helps keep the mind sharp and focused. Because the benefits are numerous and noticeable, many companies are adding knitting and crocheting activities to their slate of wellness education programs. Office gardens are also popping up in workplace wellness programs. Once in a while, you'll find a little Zen garden on a coworker's desk. It's for de-stressing, they'll say. But what if there was a different type of garden with a lot more benefits? Getting people away from their desks and bringing them together for fresh air, sunshine, and friendly cooperation, office gardens are rising in popularity in companies of all sizes, according to Corporate Wellness Magazine. They're very low cost, requiring little more than some sunny space, dirt, and seeds. Steve Bates, gardener and manager of online editorial content at the Society of Human Resource Managers, says that gardening hits a lot of themes. Companies pay tons of money for off-site team-building things, or bring in high-paid, high-powered consultants. They accomplish the same things with seeds in a strip of land. Of course, gardens are fantastic sources for fresh flowers, fruits, herbs, and vegetables. Employees can take them home and share them with their families, or support their local food pantry by donating their crop. What about work apparel? Combining athletic and leisure, the athleisure clothing trend trades button-up pantsuits for button-down comfort, yet still keeps that stylish corporate edge. Athleisure apparel is like the cool kid everybody wants to hang out with, and its adoption rate is growing rapidly. Randy Dukoff, partner and CEO of the Corporate Wellness Consulting Group, says athleisure is becoming bigger than a trend. And with the right combination of layers, it's becoming easier for people to slip easily from work to workout and back again. Athleisure apparel is a brilliant combination of function and form that can be worn almost anywhere. Big-name designers such as Tory Burch and Rebecca Minkoff, plus A-list celebrities Carrie Underwood and Kate Hudson, are creating fashion-forward athletic wear that not only looks great, but feels great all day long. According to the HR Daily Advisor, feeling great in athleisure clothing translates into less stress for employees. Many companies are rewriting their dress codes to include athleisure to the extent that fits into their policies and culture. Looking at all these fantastic employee wellness ideas, everything is centered around the employee. But why can't wellness in the workplace spread beyond the walls of the company? As it turns out, that's exactly what many companies are doing. According to WebMD, people who volunteer have stronger hearts and immune systems, along with less pain. One study by United Health Group shows that 76% of people who volunteered within the past 12 months say they feel healthier, and that 94% say volunteering puts them in a better mood. Fundraisers, working at food shelves, helping with children, no matter what you're doing, those endorphins are getting a much-needed jolt. There are already many ways for people to give charitably through their paychecks, but more and more companies are tying giving to fitness goals. One example is Target, which in 2015 gave $1 million to the charity of choice for the team that won a month-long fitness challenge. For smaller businesses, a company charity challenge could be as simple as earning points for walking during lunch breaks, and the winning team gets to choose the recipient of a donation. Or participants earn points toward an award every time they volunteer with a community organization. The possibilities are endless. Wellness goes beyond physical health. People are getting their bodies in shape. Fantastic. But some progressive companies are also investing in their employees' minds. The Society for Human Resource Management says that many wellness initiatives now emphasize social and community networking and financial planning, including investment recommendations and prepping for college and retirement. The list goes on. How do you know if your workplace wellness programs are improving the lives of your employees? According to Phil Daniels, co-founder of Healthiest Employers, there's a simple one-word answer: data. He says, employers are auditing and evaluating claims data, biometric results, and pharmacy usage to feed predictive modeling forecasts on a near real-time basis, instead of waiting for the year-end snapshot. This allows a much more flexible approach to adjust spending throughout the year for the greatest impact and return on investment. For a purely dollar-based return on investment, the RAND Corporation says that overall ROI on wellness spending is about $1.50 for every dollar spent. But actually measuring ROI is an inexact science. Mike Tinney, CEO of Fitness Interactive Experience, told CIO.com that you just might have to go with your gut. He says, you can measure health improvement through biometric screening. You can measure engagement and retention. You can count calories and steps. But a hard ROI is challenging because your biggest expense relating to health is insurance, and many external factors influence the cost of insurance coverage. If you're willing to buy into the notion that a healthier human being is more efficient, sick less often, and happier, then investing in these programs for your employees and yourself makes a lot of sense. So go ahead and get excited about what wellness in the workplace can do for your organization. Do a little dance, have a bowl of something tasty, and track it all digitally. Pretty soon, you may have an entire company full of healthier, more energized, and extra productive employees.
Thanks for listening to this two-part series on wellness in the workplace. As always, if you're looking for more information about this topic, please check out our blue paper and infographic at foreignprint.com/bluepapers.